have any trouble here with stones in your fields in your age, did you?
No, you'll run all over the place occasionally where they shouldn't have been broke up at all. Mm-hmm. There'll be a rock, but we have a scarcity of rock out here. Mm-hmm. They're hard to get. On the place on the ranch where we lived out there, we got quite a lot of stone walls. It takes a lot of work. What little rock you can find, get it out. Not so bad now that you got your bulldozer. In the old days, when they had to dig it out, the shovel and the pick, and it's good now.
Well, what did you milk the cows in when you were a boy?
We'd call a 10-quart pail.
And when your mother scraped the dishes, did she scrape the wasted food and anything special? What little there was wasted?
Well, they always called it the slop bucket.
And what did you use that for?
Just take it to the hogs. Yes.
What utensils did your mother use in the kitchen mostly?
Special outside, just the ordinary skillet and ordinary dishes. It wasn't anything, no frills or whatever. But,
what did she boil potatoes in?
Just the ordinary kettle.
Oh, excuse me, but let me help you answer that question.
Yes, you. Yeah, I expect you to.
Don't you remember the iron pots that they used to have?
Well, the only iron pot that I can remember Mother using was for mush. Had an iron pot for mush.
Well, my mother had an iron pot with the three little legs on the bottom.
Yes.
And you know, you could even set that on the coals if you wanted to. Yeah.
On these dishes now, Ms. Beagle can give you better answers than I can.
And then the little, is that recording what I said?
Come on back. Oh. It's all right. This is just, this won't go anywhere. This is just so I can visit.
And then when they made those little, what we call tea cakes now, or cupcakes, you know, they had little iron pans.
Yes.
We did. And,
that's right.
That we baked those in. And of course, bread was baked in those long black pans, and you put several loaves in the pan, you know, together instead of baking them in separate loaves like we do today.
And didn't some of those have the cover over them too?
Yes.
Set them in the oven for the cover. Those things come to mind now after you mention them that we talked about.
And then, of course, they did use the copper kettles some, but those were not as safe to use as the iron kettles.
Well, in those days, they always afraid of copper was poison.
And sometimes it was, too, you know, in making preserves or pickles or anything like that, you could use
it. Well, I know I've been warned time after time. My mother never drank water out of a brass or copper faucet.
Mm.
Now they use copper pipes altogether, but they thought in those days it was poison.
And then, of course, in roasters now, when they baked meats, didn't they have iron? Or did they have, what were the roasters? They didn't have aluminum, you know.
The only roaster pan I can remember was just a big metal pan, pan.
Yes, they were always that black metal. Yeah. Now I don't know just what kind of metal that was.
In place of being stainless steel, it was just black metal. But, as far as cooking in that iron kettle, the only time I can remember it being used is for mush. They always would have mush and milk as one of the night meals, usually once a week at least, and they'd always have to cook that mush in that iron kettle.
And that cooked it down until the moisture was out of it, where it fried. You see, then they all fried a lot of mush.
Yes.
I know one of those. And of course, we had the coffee grinders and ground the coffee.